The status of presidential candidates on the minds of people making financial decisions this morning. I'm David Brunkatcher. Good morning. Market participants are buying more stocks with a greater sense of clarity. In early trading, the Dow is up 254 points, 0.9%. Similar percentage rise for the S&P. The NASDAQ is up 1.1%. This is less about partisan judgments, although the status of the presidential candidates is part of it. Economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, helps us many on Monday to capture the market mood. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
Why a sense that things are just a little clearer on this Monday? It might have something to do with the fact that federal economic stimulus seems to be gaining energy.
Well, I think there's two things going on. One, the president's recovery combined with a widening lead for Biden just increases the chances that we have an orderly election with a clear result. And that's good for risk. And yes, whether we get stimulus before the election, which still seems like a long shot given how short the time is, if we get a Biden victory, the chances are that we'll get a bigger stimulus soon thereafter. So the chances of some kind of stimulus are also on the rise.
Julia Coronado, thank you. As we learned Friday, more people out of work in the U.S. have stopped looking for jobs. Among the reasons, demands of supervising kids schooled remotely. And people are worried about exposing themselves to virus if they go back to work. Some are retiring early. Here's Megan McCarty-Carino from Marketplace's Workplace Culture Desk.
Chuck Harris was a physician's assistant in Jackson, Wyoming. He'd planned to wrap up his career later this year, shortly after his 66th birthday. But when the pandemic closed his facility, he made an early exit.
I've kind of backed into retirement, but not intentionally.
Since February, the number of employed workers over age 55 has dropped by 7%. And many will never return, says Richard Johnson at the Urban Institute.
If you lose your job, then it's much more difficult often to get back into the workforce.
During the Great Recession, he found it took older workers twice as long as younger workers to find new jobs. Those over 55 often face discrimination, cuts in wages, and now safety concerns that could push them to early retirement.
What that means, though, is they weren't prepared.
Teresa Ghilarducci is a labor economist at the New School. She says early retirement will hit workers in their 50s and early 60s particularly hard. Not only do they have less time to save, they won't be eligible for Medicare or full Social Security benefits. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
New York City is reinstating new coronavirus restrictions in limited parts of certain neighborhoods because of rising coronavirus cases. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on what will seem in certain spots like a return to the lockdowns of the spring.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is seeking new restrictions in parts of two of the city's five boroughs, Brooklyn and Queens. Non-essential businesses would be closed, along with some 300 schools. Outdoor dining would also be prohibited. The plan would affect 500,000 people. Officials say coronavirus cases have spiked in the neighborhoods slated for new restrictions. These are areas with sizable Orthodox Jewish populations, which officials say have seen a rise in cases due to lax mask wearing and social distancing. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Halloween parties, as we traditionally knew them, are a dangerous idea in a pandemic, conjuring grim images from one particular Edgar Allan Poe story. And some cities and towns are recommending limits on trick-or-treating. In a more normal year, Halloween is a $9 billion business, according to the National Retail Federation. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
For 27 years, Headless Horseman Hayrides and Haunted Houses in Ulster Park, New York, has been exactly that. Hayrides and haunted houses. But this year, piling 35 guests into a wagon won't work. So the hayride has become a drive-thru with a soundtrack riders play through an app.
Have you seen the horseman? He roams tonight.
Our entire show is themed and scripted.
Michael Juby owns the business with his wife, Nancy. He says the hayride is usually a huge production with nearly 400 carpenters, makeup artists, and actors.
On a normal evening, we have a storyteller that travels on every wagon, and I like to describe it as a traveling play.
This year, guests will be contained to their cars and actors stationed alone on the trail, which comes with some theatrical sacrifices.
It's a lot harder to scare you from 10 feet away.
It comes with financial sacrifices, too. Juby spent thousands of dollars converting the trail, building barriers and buying speed bumps, and he lowered ticket prices by 10 bucks. He's just aiming to break even this year, which is challenging because he can only run at 25% capacity. And Halloween is a super seasonal business.
You really cram it down into about 3 weeks.
Kevin Johnson is chairman of the Halloween and Costume Association. He expects the retail window for costumes and candy to get even smaller this year because people are waiting till the last minute to decide if it's safe to trick or treat. But during the pandemic, plenty of people have continued celebrating occasions. They're just doing it differently. Tom Vollenstein is CEO of HalloweenCostumes.com. Last Halloween, the company sold more than 1.3 million costumes. This season?
It could either be the worst year we've ever had or the best year we've ever had.
Back in April, his company's sales of bunny costumes were significantly up from the year before because more people celebrated Easter at home. He thinks parents might go all out this year to make up for the pandemic with Zoom costume parties or cautious trick-or-treating. And of course, what is more 2020 than masks? Halloween has plenty of them. To be clear, the CDC says costume masks do not replace cloth masks, but you could just go with the classic mask-friendly costume companies are stocking up on. Doctor. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
In what is just the leader of the Roman Catholic Church's third big policy statement or encyclical of his tenure, Pope Francis said this weekend that COVID-19 shows the limits of market economics. The Pope denounced the view that prosperity trickles down or can be the main solution to society's problems. The detailed statement states that private property should not be considered an absolute right when some live extravagantly while others have nothing. He called for globalization to be reined in. But the Pope said the pandemic has also given the world hope in the actions of regular people, the cleaners, supermarket workers, doctors, nurses, and priests who risk their lives to keep society going, quote, they understood that no one is saved alone. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.